This is a podcast from margaretthatcher.org.
On the evening of Thursday, the 22nd of April, John Knott and the Chief of the Defence Staff came to Downing Street to give me urgent news. Our special forces had landed on the Fortuna Glacier in South Georgia to carry out a reconnaissance. The first attempt to get them in had had to be abandoned because of high wind and heavy snow. During a temporary and slight improvement in conditions, our men were successfully landed. But the weather then rapidly worsened, with a southwest wind gusting over 70 knots. Their exposed position on the glacier became intolerable, and they sent a message to HMS Antrim, asking for helicopters to take them off. The first helicopter came in, and blinded by the snow, crashed. A second suffered the same fate. The Minister of Defence did not know whether lives had been lost. It was a terrible and most disturbing start to the campaign. My heart was heavy as I changed for a charity dinner at the Mansion House at which I was to be the main speaker. How was I to conceal my feelings? I allowed myself to wonder whether the task we had set ourselves was truly impossible. But just as I reached the foot of the stairs at number 10 on my way out, Clive Whitmore, my principal private secretary, rushed out of his office with more news. A third helicopter had landed on the glacier and picked up all the SAS men and the other two helicopter crews. How that pilot managed it, I do not know. Months later, I met him, completely modest, quietly professional. His comment was that he had never seen so many people in his helicopter. As I went out of number 10 and left for the dinner, I walked on air. All our people had survived. Saturday, the 24th of April, was to be one of the most crucial days in the Falklands story, and a critical one for me personally. Early that morning, Francis Pym came to my study in number 10 to tell me the results of his negotiating efforts in the United States. I told Francis that the terms were totally unacceptable. They would rob the Falklanders of their freedom and Britain of her honour and respect. We were at loggerheads. I went through the text clause by clause. How was it that we had now accepted what had previously been rejected? Why had we accepted almost unlimited Argentine immigration and acquisition of property on an equal basis with the existing Falkland Islanders?